rattle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this hump day Wednesday, March 5th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that we're looking at, too, in cleaning up the qualified voter files, the process that we, the people, now are finding out. Go to the website mioversight.com. MI for Michigan, oversight.com. One word, no space, no dots. mioversight.com. You can submit information. You can submit an idea. This House Oversight Committee, Chairman Jay DeBoyer, members State Representative Steve Cara, Angela Regas, Josh Shriver, and others, have subpoena power. They have the ability to subpoena bureaucratic agencies, clerks, qualified voter files. They have the ability to start an investigation to see if, in fact, Michigan does, they confirm, have a problem with an antiquated, overstuffed, qualified voter files in our state. I believe every county. It is an overstuffed qualified voter files because they need to be cleaned up. And once they're cleaned up, they need to be locked down. You cannot have a radical Secretary of State claiming that they have voter registrations coming into Secretary of State's branch offices that need to be updated directly into our local qualified voter files with no oversight, with no verification process by the local clerks. I believe the local clerks are hard-working men and women, mostly women, that take pride in their county, in their township, in their city or their village. They take pride in running secure and fair, safe elections. What they don't have control over is absentee ballots. I'm sorry, folks, it might make it easy for you, but it is absolutely the basis for fraudulent elections, pure and simple. When you've got vacant lots in your county that have already been assigned street addresses, no house there, nobody living there, but it's got a street address, what would prevent people from putting a forwarding change of address in for that address, registering somebody in a name at that address, and requesting an absentee ballot. The local clerk mails it to that address, not knowing whether there's a house there or not. It gets forwarded to the perpetrator, the evildoer. They fill out the ballot, they put it in the mail, and they mail it back to the local clerk. How do you sort that out from the qualified voter files? A legitimate house homeowner living in their home registered to vote versus a ghost voter. And that's what they're called. Ghost voters at legitimate addresses. Well, I'm going to talk about my submission and what we're going to do about it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment, hour number three. If you go to the website mioversight.com, all you have to do is provide your name, email address, and your issue. They also have the ability for you to attach files, photographs, perhaps documents, links, whatever you want to share, you can put in the submission. Well, on February 26th, last week, I submitted this submission to the HouseMIOversight.com website under the heading of Homeland Security and Weaponization of our state government. I believe this is a process that's been happening in our state since long before Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State. She has put it on steroids. She's fed it rocket fuel and lit the match. But we have a problem. And I'm going to tell you how the problem was discovered so quickly this year. On November 5th, 2024, Donald Trump won Antrim County with over 70% of the vote. My wife, Victoria Bishop, was elected Antrim County Clerk with 62% of the vote, running against a longtime incumbent clerk who came out of retirement to do a write-in campaign against her. Here's my submission. My wife, Victoria Bishop, was duly elected as the new Antrim County Clerk on November 5th, 2024, and took office on January 2nd, 2025. Vicky's campaign slogan was, quote, restore election integrity in Antrim County, and she won with 62% of the vote. During that same election, we defeated a countywide ballot millage vote, turning down a $33.5 million new jail in Antrim County. It was on the ballot to raise our property taxes to pay for it. Well, the millage ballot proposal failed. Now, fast forward to February this year, at a meeting of the Antrim County Board of Commissioners, 3 out of 5 of them voted to ignore the will of the people who voted down the ballot proposal and go ahead and build a $33.5 million new jail using $8.5 million of our cash on hand, as well as funding the rest, $25 million, with a bond. Well, concerned citizens in Antrim County chose to do a ballot petition drive to collect 2,700 signatures in Antrim County in the month of March to put it on the ballot. Another vote whether or not we should borrow $25 million in the form of a bond. 2,700 signatures were calculated based on consulting with my wife, Victoria Bishop, the Antrim County Clerk. After 12 years of Cheryl Guy serving as our county clerk, Victoria Bishop looked at our qualified voter files and found that Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files has 23,279 registered voters in our small county. Well, if you go to the U.S. 2020 census, it shows that Antrim County only has 23,431 residents. So basically, almost 100% of our residents are registered to vote. However, there's a problem. Roughly 20%, 4,686 of our residents are under the age of 20. 0 to 9, 9%. 10 to 19, 11%. I submitted a screenshot right from the U.S. Census data showing those bar graphs. Technically, we should only have 18,745 adults living in our county, but yet we have 23,279 adults registered. My submission goes on. We believe that our current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has updated voter registrations into our qualified voter files of people who no longer live in our county or have died as previous residents in our county. Additionally, we have numerous vacant lots with street addresses. Such developments, Lakes of the North, Shaney Creek Resort, and others, that may actually have registered voters in our qualified voter files. Could you please begin an investigation of Antrim County's qualified voter files by working with my wife, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk? She can be contacted at her office, 231-533-6353, or at her personal email address, acclerkvbishop@gmail.com. Then I signed off, respectfully requested and submitted, Trucker Randy Bishop. My cell phone after 12 noon, 231-360-5140. Well, that triggered some text messages back and forth from Angela Regas, one of the members on the committee. She told me that I had to contact State Representative Rochelle Smith's office because she is the chair of the Election Integrity Committee, the very committee we talked about earlier where Brian Possumus is discussing his resolution to require U.S. citizenship proof. By the way, final numbers, 87 of you texted me no. Would not be a problem for me to provide proof of citizenship, birth certificate, Social Security card. Not one person said yes. Just saying. But here is the real problem to all of this. Folks, how is it a small county like Antrim County can have 124% of its adult population registered to vote? We are absolutely moving forward with this process. Because if it's happening in Antrim, and it's happening in your county, and it's happening in other major counties, large populated counties, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Kent County, Genesee, this is absolutely going to blow up. So the bottom line to all this, you have to talk to your county clerk. It's very simple to do. Contact your county clerk and ask point blank, either with a phone call or face-to-face in person, how many people do you have on our county's qualified voter files, QVFs? Well, I don't have that information readily available. I'll have to look it up and get back to you. That's fine. Hopefully they won't be mean about it and demand that you submit a FOIA request. Hopefully they'll just do it on their own. If they require a FOIA request, then under the Freedom of Information Act, I hereby request the following information. Put it in a letter, a note, email, whatever, and send it to them. You don't have to get technical with the Public Act number and all that. They get these all the time. All you have to say is, under the Freedom of Information Act, I hereby request the following information. Email it to them. Drop it off in a letter, hand it to them in person, whatever. They call you back and they tell you the number. In Sheboygan County, we have 25,212 people registered to vote. Okay, that's the number. Do a little research, folks. DuckDuckGo, Google, whatever search engine you use. Now, on certain phones, you can use AI. Ask them. Per the U.S. Census, last performed in 2020, How many residents does my county have? And, of course, you would say Sheboygan County, Emmett County, Charlevoix, whatever, Presque Isle, Otsego, Mackinac, Chippewa. How many residents does my county have per the U.S. Census, 2020 Census, last performed by the U.S. Census Bureau? They tell you the total number of residents. Of that number, how many are adults? How many are under 20 years of age? Because their bar graphs is 0 to 9, 10 to 19, 20 to 29, 30 to 39. That's the way the bar graphs on the U.S. Census data on the website is listed. Take a screenshot of it. You've got your total number of residents from the U.S. Census. You've got the total number of children, non-adults, and you've got your qualified voter number from your county clerk. Do the math. What is the percentage of registered voters you have compared to the adult number? I'm willing to bet that your qualified voter numbers are higher than your adult population in your county. Prove me wrong. As a matter of fact, I'd like to throw this challenge out to everybody. Whatever county you're listening to me from right now, hearing my voice, let's work on this together. Contact your county clerks. Find out the number of people in her qualified voter files. Most of them are women clerks. That's why I say that. Then we can do the search. USCensusBureau.gov, I believe, is the website. You can pull it up. You can search for any county in the state of Michigan, anywhere actually in the United States. Find out how many residents you have and look at the bar graph based on age. The top two, 0 to 9, 10 to 19, add those percentages together. Add those numbers into figuring out how many of those percentage-wise of your total resident population are children, how many are adults. Take your qualified registered voter file number and divide it by the adults. There's your percentage of adult population registered to vote in your county. Let's do this together. I've already got the numbers. I've already submitted it for Antrim. If you live in Charlevoix, if you live in Emmett, Otsego, Alpena, Presque Isle, Sheboygan, Mackinac, Chippewa, Luce, wherever you're listening, listeners downstate, Downstate Kim, Christine Gray, you guys get me the numbers. We will let you show you how to file an investigation with the MIOversight.com website. If every county submitted this information to this particular House committee, they have subpoena power, we might be able to clean up our qualified voter files. It's that simple. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.